This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For those of you who don't know, Caitlin Clark's basketball journey for 2023-2024 is finally over. Her Indiana Fever team last night eliminated in the best of three, 2-0 by the Sun. That would be the Connecticut Sun, I believe. 87-81. Here are a list of the incredible accomplishments by Caitlin Clark in her rookie WNBA season. Most points by a point guard ever in WNBA season, in WNBA history. Most double-doubles by a rookie guard in WNBA history. Most points by a rookie in WNBA history. Most assists by a rookie in WNBA history. First WNBA rookie to record 2 triple-doubles. First triple-double by a rookie in WNBA history. And first triple-double in Fever history. That would be the Indiana Fever. First player in WNBA history to be named Player of the Month and Rookie of the Month in the same month. First player in WNBA history with 20-plus points, 15-plus assists, and 5-plus rebounds in a game. 4-time WNBA Rookie of the Month. 3-time Eastern Conference Player of the Week. WNBA Rookie single-season scoring record. WNBA single-season rookie record for assists. I mean, I'm looking at this list, and it would take me another 5 minutes to go through the historic record-setting rookie season, and in many cases, just season for Caitlin Clark with the Indiana Fever in the WNBA. What I haven't mentioned is what happened on Sunday in Game 1 of the series between the Indiana Fever and the Connecticut Sun. On a Sunday afternoon in September, when the NFL is playing a normal schedule, 1 o'clock window, 4 o'clock games, and they decide to put on ABC at 3 p.m. a WNBA playoff game. 1.8 million people watched it Sunday. It was the league's most watched playoff game since the 2000 finals and the most watched playoff game on ESPN platforms ever, despite the fact that it aired simultaneously with NFL Week 3 games. That is the most important number that I just gave you from her rookie season. During the middle of an NFL Sunday, more people watched that game than any other game in the history of the league, except for a game in the 2000 finals. By the way, that audience is like bigger than, you know, an NHL Stanley Cup final game or semifinal game. That's amazing. Remember we talked about this last week? I'm like, yeah, as big of a draw as she is, I mean, who's going to watch that on Sunday during an NFL Sunday? The way they treated her ultimately as a rookie, that league, the Olympics, the whole thing, disgraceful. I mean, look, you stare the gift horse in the mouth, and then you don't feed her, you don't treat her right as a rookie. And all this stuff from early on in her rookie season, well, she's got to earn it. I'm all for competitive, you know, fire, all of that. But ultimately, it was disgraceful the way they treated her in her rookie season. Nobody even knew this league existed with the exception of a few hundred thousand people. Will anybody watch now that she and her team's been eliminated? The answer is hardly anybody, again. But they'll build it up. When does it start? The spring? April? Was that the beginning of her WNBA season? March?
No, it was after March because she did March Madness. So I think it was April.
It was after March. May. Yeah,
May, April, May. Something like that.
It was fun to watch her. I mean, once football season started, I stopped paying attention to where her games were and when she was playing. But I watched a lot of them, man.
Wait, was that game that you were just talking about her game, or was that another game that drew a million? I thought it was another game that drew a million people.
No, game one, Indiana-Connecticut, 1.8 million viewers on ABC Sunday at 3.
Well, I think then the Vegas game, the Aces also drew a million viewers.
The 1 p.m. contest... that day, Atlanta and New York drew 410,000 viewers. The 5 p.m. matchup between Phoenix and Minnesota averaged 403,000 viewers. And then the late night game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm drew 461,000 viewers. So
maybe it peaked at a million, but averaged 450, which is not terrible for an NFL Sunday.
Say that again.
That's not a terrible viewership for an NFL Sunday, considering where women's basketball has been in years past.
Yeah, but it's one-fourth of the 1.8 million that she drew. It's what we saw all year long.
True.
That game that was, by the way, as the 1 o'clock window is winding down, and by the way, it's a pretty good 1 o'clock window on Sunday, and you're gearing up for the late afternoon window, I mean, that's the worst possible time, right? Wouldn't you say? To try to compete with the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, they should be playing their games on, like, Monday through...
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. But she drew one... I say she because it is she. Drew 1.8 million viewers. None of the other games drew more than 461,000 on average. Now, if the reason you brought it up, you're about to tell me that the 461,000 is a lot more than what they would have had last year on a Sunday during the NFL season, then I understand that. She's lifted the entire league. She's lifted interest in the entire league, even in games that she wasn't playing in. But the game she's playing in, I mean, it's exponentially higher in terms of the audience.
Yeah, I got the game wrong. It was game two between the Aces and Storm that pulled nearly a million viewers, but that's not going up against the NFL.
When was that on?
That must have been, if they started on Sunday, it was either it was probably on Tuesday.
It would have been Tuesday.
Yeah, so that's on me. I pulled the wrong game. But they still drew a million without the NFL, which is pretty good.
Yeah. You and I sat here last week and said, oh my God, what a mistake to put her on at 3 p.m. on an NFL Sunday. Have these games start on Tuesday. Go back-to-back, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, it's basketball, you know? I mean, we get that every once in a while in the NBA playoffs. Not in many years, but we've had back-to-backs in the NBA playoffs. But she went out and drew the largest audience they've seen in 24 years on an NFL Sunday. That's crazy. Anyway. That's it for the season, talking WNBA. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. She's a hell of a player. Everything about her I like. Everything about her.